This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, good friend. How are you doing, sister? I love Alice Alvey and her husband. They are just the most wonderful people, and I'm so grateful to have you in my life. Alice, what you got for us?
Well, Dave, it was so interesting listening to you all talk about the rates, because we've been talking a lot about that, really, as an industry, and I was looking at the numbers, and we have had a 2% jump in interest rates between November 20, I think it is, and then now, March of 2022, we're up at that 4.6%. So that's what? That's 11 to 20 to 22. That's still over a year of time in that movement, which really does mirror, as people keep talking about, what happened in 93, 94. But that jump was similar over about 13 months. And so everybody's kind of, to your point, we've got to take a good hard look at how business is and how things are going. Since you brought up books earlier, I'm going to recommend a book for everybody called Oh Shift. You can read this book in 2 hours. There's some pages with 8 words on it. When you have one of those, oh my gosh, really rough times are going on, or this thing happens and you say, okay, I've got to shift. It's a fun read for that. So I just wanted to point that fun read out. When you listen to the MBA advocacy update, it reminds us of what happens in this type of market. The good news is, back in those other rate problems and other industry problems, we had legislation on top of us. We do not have that now. We don't have Congress looking to impose a lot of regulations. We lived through all that. And what's happening now, actually, we have to watch FIFA and CFPB very closely. But as they come up with different things, like, are we charging too much in fees? We now have all of that revised TILA to fall back on as our defense. So kudos to the MBA. Read their advocacy update that came out today, and you'll be able to see several of the things that they were able to accomplish to help stem off some of the overreach that FIFA and CFPB can occasionally have. So we're watching that closely. But I think the only rules out there that just a heads up on is HUD does have a good one coming out, trying to get that we can do a 40-year amortization in servicing. We need to recast loans. Fannie and Freddie offer that. So HUD's just asking to be able to do the same thing that they are. Comments on that are due by May 31st. So this is a quick, easy one for the industry to jump in. Go to the Federal Reserve page, look up HUD, and you'll be able to find this to comment on allowing the 40-year piece. Then the other normal phase that comes around is VA sending in for all of their forms. Is it okay if we keep using this form? So it's part of the Paperwork Reduction Act. But what I find interesting is here comes the VA loan analysis. I think the form's been identical since I started in the industry. They're still asking, is it okay? Do we have to make any changes? And nobody comments. So we have the same form for almost 40 years. So if anybody is going, why does this form look so archaic? And you want to comment? Yeah, like, do we really need age of dependence anymore? So anyway, but so that's just a few fun things that are out there. But to get a new perspective on, read the book, Oh Shift. Thank you, Dave.
Very good, Alice Alvey. I'm going to go download that book as soon as we get done. And it is such an important one. There's such a need for a shift in the marketplace right now, and people are just not doing it. Thank you, Alice. By the way, I should always say, Alice is CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage, also known as Bill Cosgrove Mortgage. We refer to it. We love Bill. Love Bill, Al, and the whole team there. What a great company. Alice, thank you so much for being here. Well, next week, we're going to continue down the theme of that. The company that Alan used to work for is Fiserv. We're going to have Christopher Brown come on and share some of the thoughts. So we're kind of looking at the financial institutions, especially when you look at where the market's heading, the bigger role that the financial institutions are going to be playing, especially with the HELOCs, as Troy was just talking about. So we're going to have Christopher Brown on, talk a little bit about from the perspective of Fiserv, Alan's old turf. Alan, so excited to have them on. Let's get over and say a big thank you as we exit out to our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility, MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDoc Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, Total Expert, Form Free, Simple Nexus. You can check out all of our sponsors on the Lincoln & Lending website. So good to have you with us, everybody. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week with Alan's update on technology, his continued update. Can't wait for that, Alan. It's going to be fun. Appreciate you, everyone. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.